At 1:30, and joining me with the preview is Warren Huntley. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Trent.
That's the way. Let's have a look at race number one. This is a maiden over 1,500 metres, and the scratchings here are numbers, just number eight here, in fact, for the first, as I just wait for my app to update here on race number one. Our favourite in the first is number two, Empire Legend, at $2.15. Number three, Recorza, $4.60. One Desert Rain, six. Six Curious Heart, $6.50. Five Catching Beams, $8.50.
I think Empire Legend's got a chance, but gee, it's tight enough in the market. The run second go was a not a bad effort riding the speed and just proving no match late for Mr. Jammo, who was a short price favourite, controlled that race. I thought the first up run of number three, Recorza, was encouraging. Son of Helmet, his two runs to date have been at 1,100 metres, and he looks to have made improvement during a break, and I thought his first up run behind Coronel was encouraging, particularly through the line. And Hamilton, I thought up in distance, he represented a little bit of value. Three ahead of two, Empire Legend, who can certainly win. As can one, Desert Rain. I thought that run last start was pretty good behind Smurf Cody, probably without the best of luck, and maybe five Catching Beams next best. I think they're a pretty even bunch. Thought three might be a bit of value ahead of 2, 1, and 5.
3, 2, 1, 5 in race number one. We've got a couple of shorties in the next two races. Race number two is a maiden for the fillies and mares over 1,000. Pull out numbers 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and 11. Favourite at $1.33 is number 12, Yulong Mercury, going for first victory at start number 7. This not a single doubt filly from the Lindsay Park Yard. 13, Tropezina at $4.40. Number 3, Valore, next best at 12.
They're the three horses I want to work around, and I couldn't go anywhere near Yulong Mercury at that price, Trent. That's just far too short, and look, I'd be surprised if that market doesn't level up a little bit as we get closer to the race. I thought Tropezina's jumped out really well to resume for the Henry Dwyer stable, and I think she's got as good a chance as anything, and for that reason's value at the in excess of $4 with such a short price about Yulong Mercury. I'm going with Tropezina. I think she can ride the speed, and I think she'll be very hard to beat, and she's value. 8 of 12, Yulong Mercury gets the winkers on here, can certainly win, but very short in the market. Also like to jump out recently of number 3, Valore, looks to have come back well. Blinkers go on here with the winkers off first up, and Dark Pools have trialled better than we saw last start. That could be an improved performance just with the benefit of one runner, and had trialled well, as I said, going into that race. And that was a smart race, benchmark 70 behind Starfall, so down in grade here. Thought 13 was value ahead of 12, 3 and 4.
13, 12, 3, 4, race 2. Race number 3, a maiden for the 3-year-olds and older. 1,200 metres they run. Take out numbers 4, 6, 9, 14 and 15. Number 8, now this has been well supported on debut here for Mark Webb. $1.60, a 4-year-old by Master of Design, obviously jumped out nicely. One Birdie went bang, $4.40. Three Just Tin, $6.50.
Think he's going to be right in the mix anyway, the Crusher, but the scratchings have really depleted this race. And as you mentioned, a jump out recently, still looked a bit raw, but really strong through the line at Cranbourne. I'm going to go with 8, but short enough, but does look a nice race for him to kick off a winner ahead of One Birdie went bang, who's got the race experience, three runs under the belt this preparation. Thought 5, Outrigger, might be able to improve here at odds, just freshen up and back in distance. And 11, Edge of the Eaves, might be next best in a race that does fall away. 8, 1, 5, 11.
8, 1, 5 and 11. We go to race number 4, a benchmark 64 over 24, 20 metres. Scratching here is number 2. Favourite number 1, Brutus Rex at $2.70. Benny Mellon rides for Cindy Alderson. 4, Storn Away at 5, along with 7, Alienated. $6 each of 2, 5, Miss Danny and 6, Yacido. $6.50, the 3, Miss Americane.
With the scratching of Reliable Magic, I'm keen on Brutus Rex here. I just think it's the right race for him at this stage of his campaign. He rode the speed and gave a pretty good kick last start. I'm forgiving of that run at Moonee Valley the start before. I think the firm tracks are key to Brutus Rex with Ben Mellum aboard. I think he can win. One ahead of 3, Miss Americane, who gets the blinkers off here, and he's going okay. Up in distance with the blinkers off just might help her balance up and be able to run the trip right out. Storn Away's going okay, and the run at Mornington last start in a similar race was solid, and Alienated comes through that same form line. He's on a quick backup from a run at Mowi subsequently. Keen on 1 ahead of 3, 4 and 7.
1, 3, 4 and 7. Race number 5, Quaddy First Leg, a maiden for 4-year-olds and older. 1,500 metres the trip. Take out numbers 2, 4, 11 and 14. Heading the market, number 9, Tycoon Warrior. $1.80, Jason Maskeel in the saddle for Pete Galagotis. 7, Olympic Lad, $4.40. Next best, 10, Unprecedented at 6. 1, Demolition Man, 9. And 13, Lady Jackie O, $10.
Again, I think the market's identified the main chances in what's a modest race, but Tycoon Warrior probably has the right profile, fitter for a couple of recent runs, and a good performance last start can make his own luck. 9 ahead of 10, unprecedented, who gets the blinkers off and the winkers on, should be just about right at his top now. Slightly awkward barrier draw, but made a little bit easy by scratchings. 1 Demolition Man's the other key runner for me, fitter for 2 runs back from a spell, and gap to number 7, Olympic Lad. 9-10-1-7.
9-10-1-7, race 5. Race 6 is a class 1. It's a Heat of the Rising Stars Series handicap over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are numbers 7 and 8. 6 Duchess Grace, the favourite at 3.20. 1 Wasn't Me, 3.90. 3 King Kabuto, $4. 5 Lucky Cat, $4.80. Number 4, 1 for Rocky at 7.
Yeah, the market's got it a pretty even race. I tend to agree. I just think King Kabuto might be ready to improve second up. He's a previous second up winner. I thought his first up run was solid at Kilmore. A 1,200 metre track at Kilmore is probably not quite as suitable for him as Mornington, where I reckon he might be able to just get into a nice spot here and go with 3 King Kabuto. Tongue Tie goes on from that first up run. Duchess Grace is going well, runs over the border and comes here fit from a good barrier draw. Wasn't Me, he's been competitive in much better races than this. Should be just about close to peak fitness now. And Rolling Moss, I put in as next best. But I'm working around numbers 3, 6, and 1 here. 3, 6, 1, 2.
3, 6, 1, 2, race 6. Race number 7 is a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. Take out numbers 1, 2, 8, and 14. Number 7, Miss Street, loves it here for Jerome Hunter. $3.10. Jess Eaton Deride will take a kilo and a half off. 4 Ravens Blaze, $3.70. 13 Fergie, $4.80. $9.50 each of 2. 3 Gillette and 11 Red Gucci.
Have something small on number 3 Gillette here at that price that you mentioned. Trent, I thought a recent jump out was terrific. I think he's come back well. He's lightly raced. He's been consistent. And he may well have improved a little bit during a break. Really liked a recent jump out of 3 ahead of 7. Miss Street, as you said, a good record here at the track. A win and a placing from the only 2 starts. Ravens Blaze is the other one that I think's got a legitimate winning chance. And the figures out of Fergie's maiden win were only modest, but travel a fair way to run first up here and might be open to improvement. 3-7-4-13.
3-7-4-13. And the last, race 8, a benchmark 58 over 1,500. Pull out numbers 1, 4, 6, 9, 11 and 14. 4 chances according to the market. Number 5, Coronel, a last start winner, $2.90. 2, Sir Como, $3.50. 7, Full Forward at $4.20. And number 3, Our Fox Wedge at 5.
No arguments from me there. I thought Coronel was terrific getting that deserved breakthrough. Second up was really strong to the line, 1,200 metres. They're up to 1,500 metres, should suit. Going to go with 5 ahead of 7. Full Forward, who's been racing very consistently. Sakomo's had a little tick over jump out since his most recent run. He's been a bit of a frustrating horse, but he's certainly got the talent to be competitive in this grade. And as the market suggests, and I agree, Our Foxwood is the other one worth including. 5-7-2-3.
5-7-2-3 in the last. Your best value quaudian play of the day at Mornington, Warren?
Yeah, a few shorties throughout the day, Trent. I thought race 4, number 1, Brutus Rex, was the one at the favourites price, or the best bet of the day for me. I think he's at a backable price, and I think it's a lovely race for race 4, number 1. A few at value, but I thought race 2, number 13, Tropezina, is just over the odds. So value for me. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 9 and 10. Second leg 1, 2, 3 and 6. Third leg 3, 4 and 7. And home with numbers 2, 3, 5 and 7. And I do think there's some value with a really short price favourite in race 2. So I'm going to play Quinellas, Exactas and Trifectas in race 2 and hopefully get the right split with numbers 3, 12 and 13.
Nicely done, Warren. Good luck today at Mornington.
Thanks, Trent.
We'll chat to